The following opinions and viewpoints are not those of Freedom 970, its staff, management, or parent company, Alpha Media USA. Time for Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
I know this sounds so cliche, but I feel alive again.
For me, it's about creating that discipline to have that healthier lifestyle. That, to me, is priceless.
Well, miracles. I believe in miracles, and I think I saw one.
Brought to you by AccuNatural Family Healthcare. Expect different.
Well, and I've experienced it. I'm living proof, so I know that it's true.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA and isn't intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or disease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional systems.
Well, here's bad news. If you want to wash your face or your dishes or your clothes, you may be doing your body harm. Is that about right, Paul Rosen? Do I have that correct?
That is about right, yes.
Well, that's bad news. So we'll talk about that this morning here on Health Matters. I want to encourage everybody right now to go to Facebook Live. Just type Paul Rosen into Facebook Live, and you can see Paul live on Facebook doing the show. There's video. He's smiling at the camera right now. So
yeah.
get on top of
I
that.
I don't know. It says, it's giving me this option, tag friends, share to group.
I have no idea what any of that means. So if anybody just goes to Facebook, you can tag your friends or share your group to your heart's delight.
I just thought it just automatically did what it's, you know, alerts your friends.
Well, the big thing is you can catch the show live there, watch the video, enjoy. You can also give us a call at 222-9700, 222-9700. Call anytime during the program about your health issue, and any health issue is fair game. And if you call, you can get a copy of one of Paul's books, The Missing Piece.
True.
How about that?
True. If you call, ask a question on the air. The book is yours.
You
have to come into my office to pick it up. We do not mail them. I will sign them, however, and it'll be waiting for you.
That's very nice. So chemicals, they are in our detergents, our soaps, and many other household products. Why are they bad?
Chemicals do a body harm. You'd be amazed how many chemicals you expose yourself to every single day. What are the most common ones, and how can you eliminate as many as possible? What are the alternatives? Because there's a good chance your migraines, allergies, eczema, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, et cetera, are due to their presence.
How is that? Now, maybe you could have one or more of those conditions present already. Could these chemicals make those worse, or are they necessarily the cause?
Both.
All of the above.
So, last week we were talking about chemicals in the food, more or less, at least that was the emphasis. And I mentioned some of these other things, but I had so many questions in my clinic after the show, I decided to carry it forward to this week, where we expose so many common sources of chemicals that you wouldn't really think about, and even probably less think that they would have any real impact on your health.
So again, to review from last week, we discussed chemicals in food, and I think that's pretty axiomatic. I mean, you can pick up any food label and see a big list of chemicals that are in our foods, especially processed foods. But now you're saying our very household products have the same chemicals or different chemicals, the bottom line being they're bad for us.
Yeah. In Europe, more than 13,000 chemicals are banned from use in lotions, soaps, toothpaste, cosmetics, and other personal care products. This is where we're going to focus today.
And why is Europe on top of that and maybe we're not? That's a good question, huh?
The answer is really simple.
Right.
It's
the
money.
Money.
Yeah, it's always about the money. And you know, we are quote-unquote free enterprise. And some European countries are socialistic run certainly differently than ours. But we pay the price for that. We believe that government should have very little intervention in our lives. And as a result of that, we're subject to the corporate system. And I'm not against corporations, and I'm not against making money. Don't go there. But I am against the marketing of products which are known, and also known by the corporations that are marketing them, to be unhealthy. And then turn around and be driven to the pharmaceutical companies to handle the symptoms.
But can we say that these companies have these chemicals in these products, soap, for example, not because they want to give us eczema? You know, these are unintended consequences, I assume. They put the chemical in there for coloring or as a preservative.
I don't,
and because they didn't intend it to happen, but
50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, maybe. Not anymore.
Really?
Well, the studies are out there. We've had enough time to live with these, right? Furthermore, you people coming to see practitioners like myself with chronic symptoms of every stripe and nature, no matter what. And then how does a person like myself or somebody else help the patient resolve their issues?
Well, but
get rid of the sources of these chemicals for a start.
But by that, I think you mean we have these companies with these products or these chemicals in their products over the course of many decades. Why haven't we addressed it by now? That's the question, right? That's the question I'm asking. I mean, if these things are dangerous, why are we still allowing them in these many household products?
Oh, I think you can look to smoking tobacco and alcohol and, you know, all kinds of other products that are still sold, but, you know, with skull and crossbones on them. I mean,
right, right. And the restrictions on tobacco in particular have become very, very.
But people buy it and people use them. And I mean,
sure,
you get
do.
The choice. The key is letting people know. The key is awareness. Okay, great. We live in a free for all culture. No problem. But wake up. Wake up. You're doing it to yourself, people.
Well, fair enough, and I'm not against this.
We are doing it to ourselves.
We can do that, but we can also make the choice to do something else.
13,000, exactly. 13,000 chemicals are banned from use in lotions, soaps, toothpaste, cosmetics, deodorants, and the list goes on. Contrast that in the United States, where just 11 are banned.
11
mm-hmm.
compared to 13,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit out of balance, don't
adding
I think.
Adding that to the fact that in the U.S., the FDA leaves it to the companies to identify and handle the companies that market the cosmetics and personal hygiene items, leaves it to them to identify the harmful nature of their product.
They're supposed to be self-regulating. Well, that always works out.
Oh. Yeah.
Not a problem there.
And I've got a piece of the Astoria Bridge I'd like to sell you.
Sure. But yeah. Again, I go back to the point. I think they're using chemicals, again, as preservatives or for coloring or whatever it happens to be, to make their products, for example, more pleasant. If you have a certain shampoo, maybe you want it to smell like lilacs, so your users will find that more pleasant. As an unintended consequence, does that process create, you know, a chemical reaction in your body?
Are you familiar with the Venus flytrap?
Yes, I am.
You know what
it
is?
That eats
live
insects
that are attracted by what?
I don't know. Is there a scent?
A pleasant fragrance.
Okay. So our products are more or less pulling us into a trap, you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, that we want them to, quote unquote, last longer. How do you do that? More chemicals. More chemicals. Right?
Well,
so if
enough.
You put on your cologne and you go, oh, gosh, that wore off in 3 hours. We want one that lasts 6 hours or 10 hours. Chemists are all too ready to oblige.
So they have to add more chemicals, make it more
Absolutely.
Powerful to last longer, use that example.
That's why when a patient comes to see me who's got migraines, for example, and we trace it to, first of all, you can't have a history of migraines without having thyroid problems. That's right. Even if your blood tests show your thyroid is normal, it's your thyroid. End of story. And perfumes and fragrances, in fact, chemicals of all stripes, adversely impact the thyroid, often first. And when you're using these colognes, perfumes, and fragrances that are not natural in any respect, even if they say they come from natural sources, right? Because, of course, we've been over this before. The word natural doesn't mean anything, right? So, and those perfumes and fragrances will be one of the greatest sources, one of the most common sources of triggering a migraine. And then you have these perfumes and fragrances and soaps and lotions that contain chemistry which will cause the permeation of that fragrance to last for longer periods of time. Right? Your clothes are saturated with it. There's no getting away from it. Your sheets, your pillowcases, saturated with it.
That's because
your furniture.
Sure.
Your carpet.
Everything around you. It's
saturated
with it. It's like mustard gas.
And you're doing it to yourself. You're causing your own suffering.
Well, but we don't necessarily know. I know that's why we're
doing the show. Well, that's why we're doing the show.
Right.
Right. Because you wouldn't know. Because that's what I find in my clinic. That's how I help migraine sufferers and hot flash sufferers.
I did loads of laundry yesterday using a name brand detergent. So I probably did to myself exactly what you were describing. Is that right?
That stink that you smell when someone's doing the laundry, like you're walking down the street, that stink that you smell, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It comes from that detergent. Well,
the detergent and the dryer sheets.
Yeah, I did that. I tossed everything in the dryer too.
Yeah.
So I'm guilty of
that. That stink that you smell is basically just chipping away.
But that's kind of analogous, to use a $12 word, to the perfume, because they have detergents now, laundry detergents, that will say contains fresh spring smell. In other words, you can smell like a forest as opposed to toxic sludge, you know, if you want to. And in fact, the detergent I use, I won't name the brand, but it actually has that. It has fresh mountain air scent or something like that on the label, you know. So they're trying to tell us that if you use this detergent, not only will your clothes get clean, they'll smell nice also. That's what they're telling me.
No, hey.
And when I pull them out of the dryer, you know, they, you know.
That's what the guy says on the corner, you know, got a little something for you. It'll give you a vacation from, you know, whatever. I promise, like the Universal Studios, you'll go on a, you know, it's the same thing.
Well, but again,
they're drug pushers.
Chemical pushers. Here's the point I'm getting to. In order to get that fresh spring scent or whatever it is in that detergent, they're adding more chemicals, and those chemicals likely will be harmful.
Almost certainly. Now, obviously, you don't know that they're harmful because they don't, you know, they don't punch you in the gut. It's not an uppercut to the jaw the instant that you get exposed to them, but they chip away exposure after exposure. And again, the reason I know this is because that's how I help people restore their health. If you are suffering from a chronic symptom, eczema, psoriatic arthritis, migraines, diabetes, acid reflux. I mean, anyway, the list goes on and on. And you understand that the medications you're taking have side effects. Most likely, one of those side effects is the same symptom you're trying to treat with the medication. Just look at the box, right? And you want to get out of that trap. What you need is a personalized nutritional healing program designed specifically for you that will enable you to begin the process of digging your way back to whole health. That's what I did. It started way back some 26 years ago.
I was going to cut you some slack on that. You started in your 40s, right? Mm-hmm. So that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
There you go. 503-222-9700 to speak directly to Paul Rosen on Health Matters. And this is a good way to get started on your road to better health. Just call now, 503-222-9700.
So the average U.S. woman uses 12 personal care products and or some type of cosmetic in a day.
Okay, so women have special pressure on them
containing
to use cosmetics.
At least 150 to 160 or more different chemicals.
So we've mentioned soap, but you're referring also to cosmetics, as you said. So that could be eyeliner or...
We're not even talking about the chemicals that lurk in cleaning products and food packaging, which is what we talked about last week, and furniture and carpeting.
Furniture?
Yes.
So would that be cleaners also on
cleaners
the furniture?
Cleaners and worse, the chemicals that they use so-called protect from flammability.
Well, and maybe also colors. You say, I
but
want
But they
that.
Don't. That's the point.
That they're not flame-proof?
No, they're not. But you suffer from the chemicals as they essentially evaporate into the air of your home.
Well, even the appearance of the furniture, too. You say, I want that chair that's burgundy. I want that burgundy color on there. And maybe the process of making that color on the furniture is creating a chemical imbalance.
These chemicals can create all kinds of suffering. And some are even linked to cancer. Interestingly, about 80% of the women who develop breast cancer have no family history of the disease, but who all are exposed to environmental chemicals, including those that that disrupt your endocrine system. We talked a lot about that last week. So for those who missed it, go back to last week's show. You can find it on my website at AccuNatural.com, or you can find it on KUFO's website.
And it's horrifying to me to think that women in particular are exposed to this because they use cosmetics on a daily basis that men probably don't use, the eyeliner and whatnot.
Absolutely.
And other things I can't mention I can't mention them because I don't know everything women use, in the way of cosmetics every day. But every one of those products probably has something in it that's not good, something that's toxic.
Guaranteed. And you know what the good news is? The good news is you can avoid it. There are alternatives. We're going to talk about some.
So in addition to alternative soaps and detergents, there are alternative cosmetics.
Absolutely. And air fresheners and soaps and deodorants and all kinds of stuff.
So the good news there is all these things that we rely on every day that we've become accustomed to, we can still use. We just have to use the right ones.
Correct a Tuesday.
Well, that's good.
Or I guess correct a Monday?
Correct a Mundo. That's the Fonz way of saying it. All of you who get the Fonz reference are of a certain demographic, but I'm sure you do.
And an age, too.
Well, that's what I meant. That's a polite way of saying it.
Right.
By the way.
For those of you who make a call right now to ask a question about nutrition, take it away.
You get a copy of Paul's book, The Missing Piece. And by the way, if you call too, you don't have to talk about what we're talking about right now. If you have something going on with your health that you would like to make better, or maybe you have a chronic condition, well, maybe you can make it non-chronic. 503-222-9700. 503-222-9700.
Yes.
And you're shaking your head in affirmation of that. Facebook Live
I confirm.
Is a place to go right now to see Paul do the show. You can see video as we conduct this program. Again, just type in Paul's name in your Facebook search bar, Paul Rosen, and that video will appear.
So what are the sources of these household chemicals? I've, of course, have mentioned them a number of times in the introduction here, but let's focus on fragrances and cleaning and personal care products. What are the offending chemicals in particular, right? These things have been related to cancer, reproductive toxicity, and compromise, allergies, migraines. Wow, the list just goes on. Parabens, P-A-R-A-B-E-N-S, are synthetic preservatives known to interfere with hormone production and release. Our own hormone production and release. Parabens. Phthalates, which are basically spelled P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. This is a synthetic preservative that is carcinogenic and linked to adverse reproductive effects, right? And synthetic musks or fragrances. These are linked to hormone disruption and are thought to persist and accumulate in breast milk, body fat, umbilical cord blood, and of course the environment.
So let's expand on that a little bit. If you're disrupting the production of hormones, you're going to do bad things to your body, right? Your hormones.
Yeah, I mean they are, the phthalates are known to damage the male reproductive system.
Oh, you should have said that first. Everybody's going to be worried about that now. That's
artificial
the first point you should
musks have made. Accumulate in the body is going to be found, as I said, in breast milk and so forth. Asthma can be both the cause, right, due to these chemicals. I mean, the list goes on.
And if you have an existing condition like asthma, as you just indicated, these chemicals can make it far worse.
Vinyl products, right? You know that smell in new plastic products, like a shower curtain?
Sure. I think many of us kind of like that smell because we've come to associate it with newness.
Well, these vinyl chloride products are also found in detergents, of course, hoses of various stripes and nature, raincoats, adhesives, air fresheners, toys, and even in some soaps, shampoos, lotions, and nail polish.
Okay, you mentioned
polyvinyl chlorides.
You mentioned things like raincoats. Now we're getting to clothing. The clothing we wear even is bad for us, maybe, if it has these particular chemicals in it.
Indeed. Indeed.
And it looks like we have a call, so shall we go to the phones?
I would love to.
Okay. There's not a name listed here. It just says wireless caller.
Hello. So, hi.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Paul Rosen. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi, this is Anne. I have a question about...
Sure, Anne.
Sort of an ergonomic, environmental type question.
Sure.
I may be moving to a new building that's being built. It's a brand new building with my employer. And there's going to be new carpeting, new furniture. Everything is new there. And I'm wondering, what should I be looking out for and how can I protect myself or even detox from some of the things that I might be exposed to?
That's a great...
What would it be and how can I get clean from them?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, you can get some various types of plants, live plants, mm-hmm. that you can put in the atmosphere. In your space,
mm-hmm.
and they will be very useful in taking things out like formaldehyde, for example, believe it or not.
They actually absorb formaldehyde?
They actually absorb formaldehyde. Plants are our friends in so many ways.
Yeah.
And for the types of plants, you can actually Google, plants to condition, your air, your household mm-hmm. air, and the various types of plants. You can also, I don't know if it's available on EWG.org, but environmentalworkinggroup.org is a main source for a lot of alternatives to what I'm discussing today.
That's good to know.
Yeah, EWG.org.
I've heard of them. Yeah. I have one other question. My husband and I just bought a Sleep Number bed, and as we're putting it together, it's an air bed.
Yeah.
And I just think, it occurred to me, they say you're supposed to air out your shower curtain to let the gases, off gas
right.
and release before you put it, because they're highly carcinogenic.
Yes.
So I started thinking about the Sleep Number bed and, the mattress of it and all the components, the foam and everything. And I'm wondering, what about that? Can you speak to that?
Well, I mean, I can't speak specifically to that make or model, but you're on the right track. And so the other thing that I would do is think about getting a very good air purifier. Now, there are tons mm-hmm. of air purifiers out there and some of which, actually many of which, are useless. But there are some that are extremely useful and work. They're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cheap. You'll pay for a good one. You'll pay anywhere between, you know, $500, $600, $700 and $1,000 for it.
How can you tell the difference between a good one and a cheap one?
Well, the rating. I would go to EWG.org.
Okay.
And then do some research on the web, and you'll and look at the specifics of what the air purifiers filter out and what they don't.
Yeah.
And so, you'll have to come. There are different products out there, so I can't say buy this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
you
might not be able to afford $1,500. I don't know.
It's a lot of money,
but the truth of the matter is when I'm working with people who are suffering from all different kinds of, functional illnesses, these are the kinds of things that they start to put their money in rather than, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much.
I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, Ann. 503-222-9700 to speak to Paul Rosen this morning here on Health Matters. 503-222-9700.
So one of the things that Ann was mentioning was shower curtains. Well,
yes.
you can get cloth shower curtains. Shower curtains that are made out of, cotton.
A little more expensive, maybe?
They are a little bit more expensive, but they're totally worth it. They also last longer. Totally washable.
But you'll have to get the right detergent to wash your cloth shower curtains, right?
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
I mean, that's easy. One soap that you can use for just about everything you clean in the house is Dr. Bronner's.
Brauners?
Brauners.
Of course, it was the easier way,
right.
So I went the
you went
more
the German
difficult way. Well, who wouldn't?
Well,
anyway, Dr. Bronner's.
Bronner's. And get there are a number of different options. Get the almond soap,
Why is that? Is that healthier in some way?
Because, again, it contains some scents. Like, for example, people think, mint. Let's have mint around.
Sure.
Problem is that mint is very caustic for thyroids. It has a hyperstimulatory effect on thyroids.
So again, to use this...
And if you've got migraine problems, mint is not what you want to be around, for example.
To use this as an example, that almond scent is natural in this case in
yes.
Dr. Bronner's product?
Yes.
And you are not a paid spokesperson for Dr. Bronner
no,
at all?
No, I'm paying to use the product.
No, okay. Well, there you go. You're a satisfied customer, in other words.
Yeah.
So that gets to the point again.
So you asked, what could you use to clean your... We use it to wash our clothes. We use it to wash... to clean the bathroom. We use them to clean the floors.
So all those things.
And, of course, cleaning a bathroom.
All those things
vinegar.
For which? Vinegar?
Vinegar.
No kidding?
Vinegar.
That's a pretty harsh smell.
For a very short period of time.
Okay.
But also an extremely effective antiseptic.
But there you hit it again, Paul. I think some people may hear that and say, eesh, I don't want vinegar. I don't want that scent around my bathroom, even
doesn't
for a
stay.
Short period of time.
Doesn't stay.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Doesn't stay.
That sounds very old school, like very old fashioned, like maybe our grandmothers had it right all along.
Well, there were things that cleaned bathrooms before, our quote-unquote chemical-laden products.
Well, what about this? My mother and my grandmother used to put the Arm & Hammer baking soda in
that's
the refrigerator.
That's also another possibility.
Okay.
Right?
So
one is acidic, that's the vinegar. One is alkaline, which is baking soda. And you'll find that one works better than the other,
right.
Depending on what you're cleaning.
Baking soda used to be kind of a catch-all product. You could use it for cleaning, but it's also a scent killer. So old school, again, you would... put an open package of that in your refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
and it would kill the scents in there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Although I suppose if you're not saving that casserole from 8 weeks ago, you wouldn't need the baking soda necessarily in your refrigerator. But it does work. I can speak from experience on that.
Yeah, it definitely works. It definitely works. So those are some alternatives. But these chemicals are doing damage. We should go to an interview with one of my patients who discovered this, this chemical thing.
Well, I've got Bruce or Elsie. Those are the patients.
Let's start with Elsie.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that because that's not the one I had ready. hang on. We're going to get Elsie ready to go. Okay, Elsie is fired up and ready to begin. This is Paul's patient, Elsie, who had some particular issues, and this is how she got better.
Just for the sake of full disclosure, Elsie is a patient of mine. And I can reveal what at least one of the things you were suffering from, right? May I do that?
Yes.
Migraines. Migraines. Yeah. So how did you originally come to see me? What were the circumstances?
Well, now she's my friend, but I met somebody in the store and she had basically the same symptoms that I was dealing with.
Which were what?
Migraine and constipation and all sort of type of migraine. That's what she was dealing with. I need that because I've been going to the doctors for the past 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you were going to the doctors and what were they, I mean, how were you treating this? What were you doing?
They were giving me drugs. Anytime I show up, they were giving me pills. And then in the next morning, I couldn't even walk straight because they were so strong.
Wow.
And I thought that they were giving me pills just to chase me out of their office. Without dealing with the main issues.
Had you tried anything else besides the medications?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just coping.
You were coping with it.
Yeah.
Just living with it.
Yeah.
Right. And so was the evaluation painful? I mean, you came and it was unusual, right? I mean, the muscle testing?
It was like weird. And I said, I was like, there is no way they're going to be able to deal with the pain I'm going through with just that test. And in my heart, I was like, okay, it's a test. But I didn't trust that they'd be able to
help.
To deal with what I was going through because it was painful to wake up every morning. Basically, I was like a jack-in-the-box head.
Oh,
my head was so huge.
Oh, my God.
In terms of,
was the nutrition response testing evaluation painful?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's why I didn't trust it. There was no blood, there was no cocaine. Yeah.
You didn't trust it because we weren't torturing you? Is that what you're
exactly. saying? Exactly. I'm like, okay. But I didn't trust it, to tell you the truth.
Oh, God, you're too much.
Yeah.
You never told me that.
No, but it's like, that's the truth. I trust it. Like, there's no way that's going to help.
But you had heard from this person, and they were experiencing some good results, so you thought, you know, enough is enough, right?
Yes. She was like, all over the, we met in the store.
Right.
My shopping, yeah. And she was like, I've never been feeling so good in my life. And here I am bloating because I'm bloating constipated every day in my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I said, that's what I need. And she gave me your numbers right there.
How long did it take you to actually call once you found out about it? How long did it take you to call?
We met around December. I called first week of January, but I couldn't make it for other reasons.
So you actually responded kind of quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I responded very quickly because I was desperate to have some type of answers. Yeah.
That's Elsie, Paul's patient. We're listening to her road to better health, her good story about how she got herself
she's
better.
She's pretty cute.
She's a very charming woman who had this migraine thing going on, and she was a little skeptical about your methods at first, it sounds like.
She was skeptical, rightfully so. I was skeptical before I adopted these methods.
So, right. And it worked for her, and she found it non-invasive,
you know,
by
at the
way.
End of the day, Results is all that counts.
Well, you're right. That's what
results
matters.
Results is all that matters.
But I would like to point out that she spoke about the non-invasiveness of the whole procedure. You weren't drawing blood or doing anything like that. No scraping.
Which, interestingly enough, and I wouldn't have thought of that, she thought, well, gee, if that's not happening, how could we find out anything about anything?
Well, there you go. Bottom line. That's the case right there. But she found otherwise.
But part two.
Part two of Elsie's story.
So we tested you. We found out what the stressors were, your food sensitivities, etc. And we constructed an individualized program for you, what you could eat and what sort of directions to follow and what supplements to take. And what results so far?
So far, I have no headache for about 2 months now.
Wow.
No headaches at all. And it was funny that very first day I know that I was healed, because every morning when I get up for the past maybe 10, 15 years, I was like, where is my pinch? Like looking for my friend in my headache. Yeah. And then that day, I should have written the date, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But it was like, wow.
Well,
yeah, my mind was clear. There was no fog. And for the past year, every other day, I'll call work that I'm sick. And so far this year, I mean, I've taken some days vacation, but...
Right, but not you're not missing work now, which is huge, right?
That's
it's huge. I mean, how do you get paid if you don't work? I mean, I certainly don't.
Exactly.
So, I mean, have you been supported through the process? I mean, you feel like you're getting what you need?
It's like... Everybody in Acunatural, they are like so open. Like if you have questions or emails, and Beth even sent me like I don't know how many recipes. So
yeah, we've got some good recipes, don't we?
Yeah, to help me stay on track, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything, even when I cannot eat everything.
What are the biggest or what was the biggest surprise since you began your nutritional transformation? What's
my biggest surprise is like I am headache-free for 20 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's my biggest, that's a shock for me now.
So you trust the evaluation now, right?
I finally trust. Okay, no headache, and there was no poking, there was no bloodshed, there was no anything like this. And I said, oh, okay, I can trust it.
So your efforts are really... proving worthwhile, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And how has your life changed specifically with respect to things you could or could not do before?
I like to exercise, and then the past year was so bad, and I was not able to go to the gym because of my headache, the heaviness every day.
And that has a huge impact, right?
Yes. It's a huge impact. It's like you cannot be running or on the Stairmasters with your head like feeling all like with a headache. And then on top of that, you are like constipated every day.
And that's changed too.
Yeah, that's changed amazingly, because I've had colonoscopies at my age and all of those tests, they didn't help.
And you're pretty young yet.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you recommend to anyone else you cared about?
I would recommend anyone whom I cared about to give your office a call so they can deal exactly with what they are dealing with and their health.
And get them an individualized nutritional healing program, and they've got to be willing to make some changes, and then they'll get the change, right?
Yes.
All right.
I warn them that they will not trust it, but they have to be patient.
Thank you so much for calling, Elsie.
Elsie Paul's patient. Did she say she had headaches for 20 years?
That's exactly what she said.
Wow.
20 years. And that's typical in my office. 20 years she's had headaches. Woke up every morning with a headache. And we were able to identify with the highest degree of certainty what the cause was. Right, not all the stuff that you read about in the journals and in your weekly magazines and see on your news programs and all this, what triggers what and all this stuff. You want to know with certainty. Stop guessing, right? If you keep getting the definition of insanity, right? If you keep doing the same thing, thinking you're going to get a different result, then think again.
Then you're insane. 503-222-9700. Paul Rosen is standing by right now on Health Matters to take your call on any health issue. 503-222-9700.
So another group of chemicals that we are exposed to on a daily basis, many of us anyway, are antimicrobial soaps.
So those are marketed as being especially...
And certain toothpaste, all of which contain something called triclosan. Triclosan is an antibacterial chemical, but it's associated with all kinds of endocrine disruption, especially the thyroid, because its chemical nature is similar to the thyroid hormones, and polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, which are often referred to as one of those forever chemicals.
So by marketing these particular toothpaste and soaps, saying they're anti...
By marketing the idea that you should be...
killing bacteria.
Antibacterializing throughout your day is a huge mistake. Now, I get it. You're in a hospital setting, right? Or even a clinical setting. Wash your hands with soap and water. Your own health will be better off for it. But definitely, if you're not in either of those two settings, if you're concerned about bacteria on your hands, wash with soap and water.
So a couple of things here about these antibacterial products. One is that some bacteria are good. Is that correct?
Yes. So remember, we always talk about the microbiome of the body. Some bacteria, we have bacteria in us right now, which is part of the microbiome, which is why we can even be alive or utilize any of the food we eat, which are not just friendly, some unfriendly, but the friendly ones keep the unfriendly ones in check, and the unfriendly ones do their job, right? It's when they get out into an unchecked environment that they create a problem. And how can they do that? Taking antibiotics.
So there's that, but then also these antibacterial products have this additional chemical which does more harm. Is that right?
Well, the chemical's an antibiotic.
Right, right. Yeah. But
they have more chemicals in them, yes. Okay. But we're talking about triclosan.
Right, that's what I'm getting to, is that that's in there also, so it causes additional harm. In addition to the fact that if you're killing all bacteria, you're killing some bacteria that might be beneficial.
Get rid of your antibacterial soap. Get rid of your commercial toothpastes. Get rid of your antibacterial wipes. Get rid of your antibacterial pump foam. Simply don't use it. End of story. Period.
Yeah, I see those wipes everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know? Yeah.
Everywhere. And the horrible thing is, people, you don't understand that one of the most life-threatening environments on the planet is a hospital. And one of the reasons for that is the constant use of antibacterial products.
503-222-9700. We like to hear from you this morning on Health Matters. 503-222-9700. We have yet to mention a website, acunatural.com, acunatural.com. That's a resource you can go to 24/7 for additional health information.
What I'd like to get to Bruce if we could.
He's ready to go.
He's got a couple of parts to him.
He does.
And do we have time to Mr.
His head
two-parter?
And his torso. Yeah, no, he's got a two-part audio story of how he got better.
Well,
would you like to hear that?
Let's part one.
Okay, Bruce is a patient of Paul's again. Here's part one of his story.
Hi, Bruce. Good morning.
How's you doing today?
Thank you so much for calling. Finally.
Oh, well,
get around to it.
Well, just for all of those of you out there, I just you know, for the sake of full disclosure, Bruce is a client of mine and has been for a while. But Bruce, what was it like for you before nutrition response testing?
Yeah, you know, I had allergies that were so bad. I took, you know, sometimes up to 20 different pills a day.
Oh, my God.
They still didn't do anything. I took shots for 5 years and, you know, and twice a week and without much relief at all. And after I came to you, it was like within 2 weeks, I was like pretty much done.
And you've kept up on it, though.
I have.
You know, you've kept up on it. You followed your program to the letter. I mean, in other words, basically, you took responsibility for this finally, and we were able to uncover that missing piece, and that was kind of surprising to you, wasn't it?
I was willing to try anything, you know, and I've tried a lot of different things. I was willing to try anything, and this was the only thing that ever worked.
Yeah, you know? Do you recall how you found out about the nutrition response testing?
I just came in.
You just came in? You rolled in.
Actually, I was attempting to try another procedure that someone had told me about, some acupuncture things, and I just came in, and you told me that you would try this.
Yeah,
and this was probably a better solution.
Yeah, you actually came in. That's exactly right. I remember that now. You came in and you were looking at trying to use some acupuncture to help you. And not that acupuncture wouldn't be a useful thing. Of course, I am an acupuncturist. But the bottom line is these allergies, and they are so, I mean, you know, and they're just so disruptive, right?
How
many years?
I do what I want to do now. I don't have to worry about it.
Wow.
I have sneezing attacks.
Wow.
4 or 5 times a day. I don't have headaches 5 times a week.
Doesn't this cast some doubt on the pollen, you know, notion?
Yeah.
Because I mean, has the pollen changed? I mean, you know, you went through the spring season. You went through now we're into the summer season. I mean, you know, you've got something to compare. I mean, you know, the pollen hasn't gotten any less or any more. I mean, it keeps fluctuating. It's always out there. So there's a real, you know, what this does is it really casts doubt on the idea that it is the pollen that's causing people the problem.
This is like the best year I've had in 30 years.
That's Bruce, Paul's patient. Sounds like he came into you for one thing and then found other issues that he could
address.
Yeah, what
did he say? It said the best he's felt in what, 30 years did he say?
He said that, yeah. But he was interested in the acupuncture in particular at first, but then that
expanded.
And
I dissuaded him only because I think acupuncture works and I think it's really good, but without changing your lifestyle, without understanding the impact of the environmental impingements, chemicals in particular, he wouldn't get the results he got.
You always say, why wait? These two patients we've heard from, Bruce and Elsie, waited way too long, it sounds like to me.
Well, that's typical. I mean, it's just that, folks, what are you waiting for? It's so typical for people to wait and wait and keep doing this, getting tested and doing blood work and pricking your skin and, I mean, taking MRIs and x-rays and doing all that over and over and over while your disease process continues to become more severe. What are you waiting for?
20 years of headaches.
Yeah, the bottom line is the reason I do this show is to let you know there is an effective alternative. Yes, you have to stop eating sugar. And if you're not willing to stop eating sugar, don't bother contacting me. Right? Now, I didn't say you had to stop tomorrow. Whatever the length of your runway that you need to stop, no problem. Right? But if you're not willing to let it go at any time, don't come to see me. Because you won't get the results that Elsie or Bruce are talking about. You won't get it. And that will be very frustrating. And then you will have lost a huge positive opportunity to turn your health around.
Yep. Do the work or don't is what it amounts to. Shall we hear part two of Bruce?
I hope so.
Here we go.
As you know, I mean, I just don't have the problems anymore. I don't take any of the drugs. I don't, you know, have headaches. I don't have any of the problems that I used to have. And there, you know, there's other little things that happen too. Like, I did happen to lose weight.
You mean you lost some weight on the program too?
Well, this is just one of those side effects that happens.
It's one of those side effects. How much weight did you lose?
About 30 pounds.
Wow. Wow.
And that was without trying. I wasn't trying to do that. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was just part of finding out what the hidden health problems were.
Right. Also, you know, sleep better at night and have more energy. You know, I don't.
Just a few additional consequences.
Just the little things that happen to go along with it. I mean, the allergies are gone, but you know, there's more energy to go along with it, so that works.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it's so wonderful to know that there's a way to figure it out, you know? And we're doing this. I mean, in my office, you see people coming and going, right? It's pretty busy, right?
Yeah.
And these people are experiencing the same gains.
Right. And it doesn't hurt, you know?
It's painless.
I heard you said somebody earlier was talking about how they didn't want it to, you know, they were talking about no pain.
Right. Right.
No pain. It's kind of mystifying on how it works, but there is no pain involved at all, and so it all just happens.
It all happens. But the most important thing, though, is you get the credit because you took responsibility. I mean, I found out what it was. I gave you the program, but you did it.
Yeah.
In fact, you're doing it right now.
It's
right?
Not always the easiest thing. Yeah, but
well,
sometimes there's like you find out that things that your body wants, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah,
you had
they don't want.
You had some food sensitivities. You even had a scar that was going on. You had a couple of things.
Right.
And but all we did was address those and head you in the right direction with your nutrition, and boom, these are the results. So what would you say to our listeners out there with respect, you know, if they're dealing with whatever the problem is, the health problem that's just so persistent? Yours was 30 years. What would you say?
Just try it, you know, go in and just try it. It can't hurt, you know. There's no pain involved. There's nothing there. Just
no
give it a try.
Right, right.
You know, you'll see for yourself. If it doesn't work within a month or so, then, you know, maybe it doesn't work for you, but it sure worked for me.
Yeah, well, the other thing is it actually will. You know, one of the criterion that I use is I will not actually take on a client unless I know it will work.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. So it's never a spinning of the wheel. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Sounds like Bruce, again, that's Paul's patient, Bruce. He sounds like he had some scars, he said?
Yeah, body scars. It's a topic that's, we don't have enough time to get into it. But,
okay.
But body scars on the body can interfere with the normal communication highway that your body uses to send signals and information on the skin, right, via the autonomic nervous system, in particular the sympathetic regulator of the autonomic nervous system, is stretched out over the body like a skin-tight stocking.
So when he got better, did these scars disappear?
No, what you do is you utilize a cold laser light to deactivate them.
Yikes.
To bring more. Oh, it's easy.
Okay.
There's no
all right.
pain involved at all.
All right.
But I'm glad you brought that up, because if you don't treat an active scar, you won't go far. Meaning he never would have gotten the results he got without actually understanding scars, having the tool to deal with them, and dealing with them.
Listen to you rhyming, Nipsey Russell over
That's
there.
That's me. That's me.
And if you get the Nipsey Russell reference, again, you are in a particular demographic, and
yeah.
That's okay.
A particular demographic.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in that demographic, so I'm okay
you
with that.
You aren't even close. You're a young
I'm
guy.
A
you're a young
There you go. I like hearing that. So to summarize, Paul, there are all kinds of chemicals in the products we use every day. This includes our soaps and detergents, the stuff we use to clean our furniture and our carpets.
Yeah, and some of the alternatives I wanted to get to. I got to some earlier, but some of the alternatives for soaps. There are plenty of soaps out there that just have natural, I mean, completely organic ingredients with no synthetic chemicals or perfumes. We even have one. We make one in for us at our office, Econatural, both scented and unscented. Scented utilizing the essential oils of lemon, lime, and orange. You can also use those same essential oils to provide some fragrance in your house, organic essential oils. But you want to make sure that you're using ones that don't interfere with your thyroid, for example. So lavender and mints would not be essential oils you'd want to use. I would stick to vanilla and, if you like, even coffee or frankincense can work for most people. And then, of course, all the citruses will work.
And some of the old-fashioned
toothpaste,
cleaning.
You can find toothpaste online that don't contain chemicals. Deodorants, the same. A deodorant, I mix essential oils. We have at the office, we make one essential oil. I mix it with vodka and use that as a spray.
Well, that'll be a popular one, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. And also in lieu of colognes and perfumes, maybe some of these things, these essential oils would be a good alternative. Is that right?
Yeah, you use them as, you can use them as perfumes. You can put them on you as much as you like. Never interfere with your endocrine system. Never accrue in an acrid way that all these chemicals do.
And again, to prove that your grandma was right, you might consider vinegar and baking soda.
Vinegar, baking soda, like Dr. that. Bronner's. There are some others, of course, that you can use to clean all kinds of surfaces and rooms and even yourself. Use Dr. Bronner's in a liquefied matter for yourself.
Proving again that
so easy, so simple. You're spending the money already. You might as well not kick your own butt.
Well, as I think it's easy to grab that processed food, which is not good for you, it's also very simple to grab the product, the detergent or the soap or whatever that, you
indeed,
know, that is
indeed
the name brand and that you think will be
so
best.
Come and join us. Come and join us at Econatural Family Healthcare. Finally handle your health concerns safely, naturally, and most importantly, effectively. In the meantime, next week, in the dead of winter, when sunlight is rarer than hen's teeth here in the Northwest, many folks experience blue moods or seasonal affect disorder, SAD. I'll reveal natural methods to handle that condition. Plus, eating fat does not make you fat. In the meantime, you ate your way to your illness and you can eat your way to wellness. Remember, folks, it's the food, so keep yours fresh.